When a violent crime is under investigation, the body fluids left at the scene can provide a wealth of evidence.
My particular speciality is the investigation of major crime.
The examination of blood patterns allows scientists to paint a picture of a crime scene. The attack, any struggle, even an accident is evident through the length, positioning, shape, and height of the blood spatter. Even the weapon can be identified. Sometimes, though, what seems like the clearest evidence can be called into question.
This is an emergency.
And what's happened there?
I don't know. My daughter's fallen or she's got head injuries. There's blood everywhere.
It seemed an open and shut case. 13-year-old Billy Joe Jenkins from Sussex in England was savagely murdered on February 15th, 1997. Police and forensic teams arrived at the bloody scene to find Billy Joe having been battered over the head while painting some patio doors at her family home in Hastings. During their examination of the crime scene, officers found amongst the evidence what they believed was the murder weapon. Home office forensic scientists were quickly able to establish that it was the weapon that murdered Billy Joe.
It would appear that the offender has come from behind her, picked up a metal spike, and has hit her repeatedly over the head.
With this information, a massive manhunt was launched. Sean Jenkins and his wife Lois, Billy Joe's foster mother and father, made an emotional TV appeal to catch the killer. At the time, Jenkins was unaware he was to become the prime suspect in the case. With evidence seized from the house, including Sean's clothing, Home Office forensic expert Adrian Wayne and his team began to examine the items.
Lower right leg. We looked at Sean's trousers first, and my assistant quite quickly found some very tiny spots of blood.
158 microscopic drops of blood had been found. While scientists worked on piecing together the forensic evidence, police started building a character profile of Sean Jenkins. During an intense two-hour interview with his wife Lois, they put forward a theory suggesting her husband was guilty. They cited the tiny blood spots as proof. Sean Jenkins was deputy headmaster of a local school and a respected member of the local community. But as police delved into his background, they found some unsettling information. It turned out he'd been dishonest on his CV about his qualifications in order to obtain his current job. A suspicion around Sean grew. The forensic team continued analysing the blood spatter found on his clothes. They categorised the bloodstains as a mist-like pattern and conducted a series of experiments using a pig's head to try and understand how they got there.